Good morning. It's the 7th of October. Our middle reading for today is Ezekiel chapter 33. I'm going to read to you from Brother W.H. Bolton. Brother Bolton draws three lessons for us from this particular chapter. I read, "If thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul." Here is a lesson for all time. Am I my brother's keeper? Was the question of Cain. In a very real sense, we all occupy such a position in regard to someone or more of our fellows. And he only is wise who recognises this responsibility and acts accordingly. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. James chapter 5, verse 20. Two other lessons of prime importance stand out in this section of the chapter. The first is expressed in the words, "As I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will ye die, O house of Israel?" It is in verses such as these that God manifests himself to the children of men. He is no irate God who gloats over the sufferings of the race, but a God of compassion. True, men cannot ignore him and expect to prosper in the finality of things. Yet he will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger for ever. His attitude is that of one who desires the good of his creatures, if only they will seek him. But too often, those creatures are like the generation contemporary with his son, who had to say to them, "Ye will not come unto me that ye might have life," even though the very cause of his coming was that they might have life and have it more abundantly. For such as these, God's mercy is useless, and they must perish from the way. The last lesson is that no one can bank upon a record of good deeds. If he trust to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered, but for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Past characters will not excuse present misdeeds. It is not a ledger of account of debit and credit that we run, an account in which a final balance will be struck between evil and good. If we do all we are able, we are only unprofitable servants, having done but our duty. Profit would imply doing more than duty. It is therefore the intention, even more than the act, which counts. And the intention in the mind of one who said or thought that his past righteousness will excuse a present lapse is an evil one, and he is answerable therefore. On the other hand, the antithesis is equally true. The debit and credit ledger would be a poor idea for the man or woman who hears the call to service late in life. But on God's principles, there is every comfort for such. If he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, none of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Of course, this is not intended to convey the idea that the general trend of a man's life is of no importance, and that the only thing that matters is the last few moments. The idea before the prophet is not that of deathbed repentance. It involves the doing of that which is lawful and right. As Brother Bolton suggests, these three lessons are lessons for all time. Thank you for listening.